a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Monday, May 19th, 2025 edition. Just text me Missy, M-I-S-S-Y. I'll send you the link to the website. I'll give you the instructions on how to schedule a phone consultation, free phone consultation with Missy. And the link to the website so you can see my screenshots, you can see my screen numbers, you can see the before and after pictures. Yes, April 23rd of 2023, Triple X gray faded radio station t-shirt because I had worn it for 5 years, washed it so many times the black was gone. 296.9, almost 297, April 23rd of 2023, 4 months and 4 days later, 4 months, 124 days of fat burn, down to 217, down 80 pounds. Have kept it off for almost two years, coming this August, just barely, 3 months away, 2 years, been rock solid. Between 217 and 222, 224, fluctuating back and forth. When I'm bad, I'm bad. I go up, then I go down, and I keep it right there. Same pants, 38-inch waist, and the same brand-new large black T-shirts. Just so you guys know, I have 6 of those large T-shirts hanging in my closet, and I have 5 pairs of those Carhartt cargo pants that you always see me in. I call it my radio station uniform. It's not one shirt and one pair of pants. I've got the Albert Einstein closet. Don't have to worry about dressing. I don't have to consider what I got to wear. I don't need to wear anything. I've got the radio station uniform, and that's what I wear to every event you see me at. Now, the point is this. You have until the end of this month. You got a pay check coming this Friday. You got another one coming May 30th. You have credit cards. You can do whatever you got to do. You get $200 off, 30 days worth of stem cell patches. You get all this information, all this technology, and everything you need to get rid of 35, 40 pounds before 4th of July. Men or women. Doesn't matter. And then, icing on top of it, she throws in a $200 wellness scan at the end. Because you're out of fat burn. You've learned now how to keep it off. And guess what? She does a wellness scan to check on you to see, okay, after the fat burning program, after reset, how are you? What is your body telling her through the scan for the wellness scan? Folks, you can't beat this deal. This is the best deal in a long time. So text me Missy, M-I-S-S-Y. I'll send you the information. Now, one story I was watching in Lansing, although I was watching a lot of stuff in Washington, D.C., one of the things, again, that I've been following is this budget process. Well, in addition to that, there's all kinds of petition drives looking like it's going to be coming up in this upcoming election. Separate Republican activist groups filed on Friday in front of a state administrative board over whether one of them would circulate petitions for a second constitutional amendment designed to restrict voting to U.S. citizens only. This is a second group. Americans for Citizen Voting, a front for the National Libertarian-Minded Liberty Initiative Fund, asked the Michigan State Board of Canvassers on Friday to approve their petition language so they can start circulating petitions for a constitutional amendment. But traditional Republican interests, fronted by veteran conservative hired gun Fred Wozelak, are already doing that. And they were determined to thwart the new kids on the block. They don't want to confuse voters, which happened in 2019 when both Right to Life of Michigan and the Heartbeat Coalition sought to ban dilation and evacuation abortions. Those are referred to medically by gynecologists, the medical profession, as D&E abortions. Well, back then, in 2019, they had two different ballot proposals circulating through separate voter initiatives. But the two different proposals were confusing. Well, Friday, Wozelak's group won the battle, but the war continues. The canvassers approved the language to limit voting in Michigan to those with a valid ID, but the idea came because newcomers were forced to withdraw the wording after several typos on their petition were found. We're going to find a way to make it onto the ballot, and they can't stop us. We're not going to stop them, and I think it's going to be up to the voters, said Paul Jacob, Americans for Citizens Voting Chair, the national group backing this second petition drive. Jacob said they would be back in June and don't see a problem with two similar petitions being circulated at the same time, but said he believes the two groups would come together over the language. He said that the volunteer base would be made up of similar people that backed the Secure My Vote ballot petition drive that failed to make it onto the ballot in 2022, but turned in signatures to make the 2024 ballot before it was drawn and taken to the legislature. We have purposely not tried to do some volunteer push to say, oh, sign for us, but not for the other effort. I think anybody who loves this issue is going to love whichever effort makes it onto the ballot, Jacob said. Now, the other group, Wozelak, who's representing Citizens to Protect Voter Rights, which had its proposal approved by the board state of canvassers back in April, it was April 18th, over a month ago. He said there wasn't communication between the groups and that the national group was trying to put through a constitutional amendment that wouldn't make sense to Michigan voters or work with Michigan election law. They just yeeted this out there while State Representative Brian Posmus had his resolution literally debated on the floor of the state house. Not sure why. We didn't even see this coming. We weren't told that they were going to release anything, Wozelak said. Both ballot proposals seek essentially the same goal: stricter measures to make sure that only U.S. citizens are able to vote in our elections. Wozelak agreed with Jacob that it was an issue that 80% of voters agree with. But the stricter way Jacob's folks want to get it done would make it more of a 50% issue. Okay, I'm going to stop the story right there. Why? Why, if it basically does the same thing, make measures more strict so that only U.S. citizens are able to vote in our elections, why, by making a constitutional amendment, would it go from 80% approval with voters down to 50? Well, for one, the Secretary of State would need to verify 8 million voters in less than 3 months to be able to hold the May 2027 local millage and bonding elections, which is usually done every spring. Well, if you amend the state constitution, 8 months, or excuse me, 8 million voters would have to be verified within 3 months before the May 2027 local millage bonding elections. Okay, so what's the problem? You're basically saying that the Secretary of State doesn't have the ability to justify her qualified voter files? Fred, is that what you're saying? You're afraid that Jocelyn Benson, the Secretary of State, who would be the Secretary of State after the 2026 election, because if she wins the governor's race, she doesn't take office until January 1st of 2027. So you're saying that she can't take the rest of November and December and January. You're saying in 3 months, 90 days, she can't verify 8 million people on the qualified voter files? It's all done by computer. Unless you're telling me there's a lot of dead people and people that no longer live in Michigan on her qualified voter files, well then, yeah, maybe she's going to have a problem. I think these proposals accomplish the same thing. My question is, why doesn't this national group that wants to amend the Constitution negotiate a deal with Possumus Group and join forces? Well, Fred Wozelak has a couple other issues with this amendment, changing the Constitution, amending it. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349. Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. We're going to wrap up this story because Fred Wozniak is concerned that the Americans for Citizens voting ballot petition drive would create a two-tiered qualified voter file. Basically, two classes of voters. One who would be able to vote in federal elections and the other who could vote in only state and local elections. He also said it would give the Secretary of State the power to determine who is and who isn't a citizen of Michigan. Okay, Fred, I got a very simple question. Citizen of Michigan? Well, first of all, it's citizen of the United States. I think you're mischaracterizing what's in their proposed ballot initiative, the amendment of our state constitution. Because both proposals seek essentially the same goal, that only U.S. citizens are able to vote in elections. Now, I haven't read the language like I'm assuming you have, Fred, but I've got some real questions about that statement. Wozniak went on to say the idea that we'd be giving the Secretary of State new superpowers to decide who's a citizen. Well, there you didn't say citizen of Michigan or U.S. citizen. Then he asked a very simple question. Who wants Jocelyn Benson to have that power? Well, I don't. So I agree with you on that point. You know what? I'm going to reach out to Fred. I'm going to see if he'll come on the show. He's got to defend or explain these statements in this MERS news story. Wozniak goes on to say, any changes that would be made to the Secretary of State would also need a digital upgrade to their system. And he couldn't think of one time when a state-backed IT project was rolled out with some problems gumming up the works. Of course, he's referring to the elected officials, candidates, now must fill out online a financial disclosure information. And it's so screwed up that state representatives and state senators, as well as candidates for the month of May, can email their information to the Secretary of State because the website she rolled out isn't working. Even Democrats joined the Republicans on the House floor last week, admitting to that. Well, lastly, he goes on to say donors would be more apt to back Citizens to Protect Voters' Rights petition because the problems present in the language of the Americans for Citizens Voting petition, their petition, is so messed up. I can't imagine why donors would want to support one that has so many glitches in it that it would reduce the probability of passing by the voters. If you help us put ours on the ballot, it's going to fly through 80-20. He said the group had donors and would soon begin circulating petitions. WasElect worried that if they couldn't come up to a compromise and both petitions ended up being circulated, that it could end up with neither one of them actually being on the ballot. The problem that he's looking at is that basically both petition drives need record amounts of signatures. Duplication? It would be nonsense for conservatives to advance two of these at the same time. Theirs being so poorly drafted, they, I'm sorry, hate to say it, they have to take a knee, which basically drop out. Posthumous, State Representative Brian said he wanted to see the two groups come together on the language that was trying to pass through the House via his House Joint Resolution B, no voter ID, no ballot, under Posthumous Constitutional Amendment back on January 29th of this year. He said there were too many people who wanted to jump on board on this issue. Why? Because ours is just good policy, Posthumous said. He said he backed the language that was drafted in the first petition to pass the Board of State Canvassers in April, and that he sees some problems with the language put together by this national organization. I think it's clear that our language is substantially better, having been drafted here in Michigan, reviewed by the Legislative Services Bureau that handles all of our election laws here in Michigan. And it's tailor-made for the state of Michigan and our election laws here. You know what? I'm going to reach out to both of these guys. I'm not going to let them debate on my show. What I'm going to do is I'll get a hold of Fred. I'll have him on the show, and I'll get a hold of this other gentleman. What's his name? Paul Jacobs, I believe. Yeah, Paul Jacobs. Don't know him. Jacob, excuse me. Don't know him. Don't know anything about him. Don't know where he's from. Okay, homework assignment, Randy. Put it on the list. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
This from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck camps.